big, I mean, how tough is it to, has it been for people to tackle him? I mean, he's leading the league in rushing, big guy. Mm-hmm. What are the challenges there?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is he's fast, he's smart, he's decisive when he hits the hole and he gets downhill. He has that demeanor about his running style that he's not afraid of contact, and a lot of the times he looks for it. I mean, he just gets whatever the defense gives him. I mean, and you see him against, you know, usually defenses that are stout. You watch the Seahawks tape, and they really got after the Seahawks. And that's a team that, you know, the Seahawks usually dominate when it comes to the physicality, but he runs behind that big offensive line, and he's looking to punish defenders on the back end.
Malcolm, you guys have kind of talked about trying to eliminate bigger plays. You know, even yesterday, I think there were 8 plays of 20 or more yards, pass plays. Byproduct of just how you guys play D, I mean, you're 8-3, do you live with that, or working every day to correct? I mean, is it inevitable, the way you guys play defense, that you're going to give those up?
I think it is a little bit inevitable. You're going to give up some, you know, and when you play in press man-to-man all day, and, you know, that's kind of what we live in. But it is something that we are drastically trying to change and limit, you know, and at least the ones they get, at least, you know, make it be well-earned play, because this is the NFL. They got players on the outside that can make catches in tight windows, and but we are trying to limit those big plays. But, you know, so far they hadn't really hurt us, you know, too much. But it is something that we're aware of. If we want to continue to be a winning team, that's one area we got to clean up. But we know that there are going to be some plays that offenses make.
If you're 8-3 this way, can you be a Super Bowl team the same way? I mean, you say you work hard. If things just stayed the same, though, could you?
I mean, we make up for it in a lot of different other areas. You know, we take the ball away pretty well, too. So, you know, some of those cancel themselves out. The biggest thing, when there is a big play, just not allowing it to go for a touchdown. You know, allowing us to give ourselves a chance to play red zone defense and hold them to three points. But, you know, with our offense and how fast they can put up points, you don't want to allow another team to keep up with that pace by giving up explosive plays. If we make them earn it, you know, with long drives every time and our offense is going, you know, at a fast pace and scoring quick, then it you know, it's to our advantage. So, we got to do a better job of limiting some of those, but, you know, we know at the same time, you know, when we blitz as much as we do and we play press man-to-man, some of those plays are going to happen.
If one of the disadvantages of playing the press man-to-man is giving up big plays, what are some of the advantages?
The biggest advantage is, you know, when you do cover, especially early, and that's what press does, is disrupt time in offense, is you get Connor Barwin and Trent Cole going, and they got time. They got that one more step to get to the quarterback. And we've seen, you know, in games where we have done well on the line and gotten them time, they're there, you know. And before the route can even get developed, they're in the quarterback's face disrupting the timing, and that helps us all in the back end. And, you know, eventually we can drop another guy in coverage and just go four-man rush like we did last week where we really didn't blitz at all. And so now you still got the press aspect where we're disrupting the flow of the offense. You got another guy in coverage that's taking away the quick windows for the quarterback, and we're still getting pressure with a four-man rush. So there's a lot of advantages to it, you know, but it not, you know, there's never a defense that stops everything.
Last night this season, Romo's been getting a lot of time back there. In terms of holding the coverage, what's the challenge for you guys?
I think it's a challenge, you know, for everyone on the defense. It's a challenge for our line up front. You know, if we do go four-man rush, for them to win their one-on-ones, knowing that, you know, Romo does a great job of extending the play. He's not scrambling really to run. He's scrambling to buy more time to throw it downfield. So they've got to be able to get to the quarterback with a four-man rush. When we do pressure, we got to get home. And then from a secondary standpoint, we know that it's not just cover early and the down's over. We got to do a good job of, once the play breaks down, finding a guy, matching him, and staying deep to short, you know, throughout the whole play, and knowing that, you know, when plays break down with them, it's really not over. You know, they'll work hard to get open, or somebody will leak out late and Romo's good enough to find them. So, you know, that's really just about discipline and winning matchups. Just like we'd have a corner try to win one-on-one in press man, our four-man rushers got to win when they're being called upon.
Malcolm, I don't know what the game was when New Orleans played somebody, but do you as a player sense what it is here in this town when the Eagles play the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, for the Saints, it was the Falcons was the big rivalry. And, you know, and for me personally, I guess seeing how the Giants game was and how the Redskins was, I guess we turn that up a little bit, and that's probably what the Cowboys is going to be. So it's fun playing division opponents in this division, and it doesn't seem, you know, that Philly doesn't really like anybody in our division, so it's easy to get acquired to that.
I mean, where you grew up, I mean, it's either Giants territory, it could be Eagles. I mean, did you just kind of naturally grow up not liking them?
Well, I grew up not liking the Giants because my dad was a big Giants fan, so every time I wanted to play the video game, he was watching them, so I grew up hating the Giants. And then in New Orleans, they're not too big fans of the Cowboys either out there, so I've kind of already got a little bad taste in my mouth for that team, so it's a natural fit for me.
Against a back like Murray, is it risky to play a lot of dime?
I guess it would be if they're trying to run it. You know, if it's obvious, if they've got a option to run the ball, then dime is a little bit risky. But I think we do a good job of really putting dime on in mostly passive situations. The biggest thing is because they have a great offensive line, and that dime player is a linebacker. So at some point in time, he's probably going to meet a tight end or a lineman, and that usually doesn't fare too well. So I don't really see us getting in dime unless, you know, it's obvious passing situations, and then that's really our best option. But we'll do a good job of matching up, though.
What's the biggest challenge in your career in terms of the quick turnaround going Sunday to Thursday?
It's really not a big deal. The biggest thing is just physically getting back to being ready to play a game. You know, the coaches usually do a great job of not pushing you too much during that week. It's not much you can do from a physical standpoint. So really the challenge comes in digesting a game plan that, you know, you don't want to go in too simple without any weapons, but you don't want to come with this, you know, complicated game plan that's too hard to digest in a short week. So there is a little fine balance from a mental standpoint of getting the reps, getting the looks. But, you know, both teams are coming off short weeks, and, you know, we'll just show up and play. That's really how these games end up turning out. The game plans usually are very, very similar from the previous week. You know, you show up and play. If the game was today, we'd be ready.
Malcolm, what's the key on those stretch runs that Dallas uses? You guys have had some success against teams who do that.
You know, it's just really about penetration and disruption. You know, and the guy who does get to the ball has got to tackle him. And it's, you know, it's a tough tackle this week with Murray, and he's done a great job of breaking those first contacts, and we got to just swarm to the ball. The biggest thing for us, I think, that's helped us out is we don't always fit the run perfect. We don't always have the best game, but we just run to the ball. And, you know, we smother the ball carrier when it comes to the run, and I think this year we've been real stout in our run defense, and that's going to be the key for us this week. We won't always have the perfect call or the perfect fit. We just got to get guys flying to the ball.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cool.
Thanks.
No problem.